Shahram tightened his grip on his sword.
Horus! That you?
Horus allowed himself a moment to smile.
It's me. I'm coming out to talk, all right?
All right, just you and me.
Horus turned to his guards.
Stay here. No one do anything stupid, like launch an attack while I'm over there, understand?
No one moved.
Understand?
Heads nodded. Horus walked out beyond the formation alone, feeling terribly exposed. If this was a trick to kill or capture him, it would probably work, especially if the magic dampening effect remained to thwart his powers. Without them, he was just an ordinary man. One of the rebels carried a shuttered lantern, casting a small circle of light on the front ranks of the mob. There were more of them than he realized. He stopped suddenly, halfway between the opposing front lines. Shahram came out to meet him. Covered in blood, he stank like a butcher's stall. The long red sword in his hand made Horus nervous.
I've been trying to find you. The trail went cold after Omicor.
Shahram nodded, his mouth a grim line.
There's been rumors you're working for the Queen of Aragosh, that you're part of her inner circle.
She's the one who sent me.
Are you her executioner now, Horus? You come to kill us, put us back in chains?
No. I'm here to forge a peace. We don't want any more violence. There has to be a peaceful way to end this.
What if peace isn't possible? We won't go back to bondage, not ever. We'll die before that. Is your queen willing to accept that?
I don't know. But I'm here to offer you and your men a chance to live. You don't have to die in vain.
It's not in vain. Freedom is worth fighting for.
Is it worth killing for? Is that why you murdered Lord Ubar? He was a friend of mine. He trusted me. I trusted you enough to make that peace offer.
That was not my doing.
Despite the hardness in Jerome's eyes, Horus wanted to believe him.
He was killed by traitors in our midst to make it look as if he...
Jerome looked up, his eyes narrowing.
Ambush! Take cover!
A heartbeat later, a hail of arrows scoured the street. Horus glanced skyward and saw rows of figures with bows in their hands on the rooftops on both sides of the street. Rebels fell, their blood pouring into the street. Horus looked back to Jerome with panic.
I didn't do this!
Jerome was already sprinting back to the rebel lines. Horus was tempted to go after him, but strong hands gripped him by the shoulders as his bodyguards surrounded him. Horus allowed himself to be pulled back. Jerome and the bearded man directed their men to get out of the street. They battered down doors only to find Akeshian soldiers waiting inside the homes. The fighting grew savage. Horus retreated to the end of the block when a tingle ran down his spine. He felt the buildup of energy a split second before fire exploded in the street. Horus traced the trail of Zawana up to the roof on his left and saw a tall figure standing there, his robes draped from outstretched arms.
Shantu!
This was a critical moment. Did he go to Jerome's aid, possibly even attack Shantu to help the rebels escape? If he did, he'd be branded a turncoat. Yet if he did nothing, the rebels and Jerome would die. Above the town, the sky roiled with thunderheads. Lightning struck near and far. Its staccato repetitions bolstered his resolve.
I will not watch them massacred. If Byleth doesn't like it, she can have my head.